So I've been asked to talk about CRISPR-Cas9 and its impact on xenotransplantation. And obviously, xenotransplantation is the use of pig organs to try and eliminate the organ shortage. The problem is you and I have antibodies to pig cells. And so the first step is to create pigs that, to which you and I have no antibodies. And so genetic engineering could eliminate those antigens. And the antigens that we've identified so far, there's three. There's an alpha-gal antigen that's produced by an alpha-1-3 galactosyl transferase. There's N-glycolylnerminic acid, which is produced by cytidine mono... It's cytidine monophosphate and acetylneuraminic acid hydroxylase. And then there's the beta-4-galantine2 transferase that produces the SDA antigen. So those are three target enzymes that we could eliminate to eliminate the antigens from the surface of these pig cells so that you and I would have pigs with fewer antibody bindings. So the way what we're going to need to do that is genome editing. And genome editing, at least when you're talking about removing enzymes, it requires the ability to cut DNA very precisely. And so what you need to cut DNA precisely is you need genome scissors or gene scissors. And so there's really three types of gene scissors. They started in about 2010. They came into vogue. They're all nuclease-based. What that means is that there's a nuclease that binds, and whatever DNA it binds to, it eats. And so there's three types. Two of them are tethered. So they bind. They have DNA binding elements attached to the nuclease, and they're fixed to a single site on the genome. And the first two are zinc finger nucleases and talons, and they're very similar. So they have a DNA binding element. Here it's the zinc fingers, and each zinc finger binds to three nucleotides. So you can use them like a rifle sighting. And then this nuclease, when it dimerizes, it chews up what is ever in the middle. And then what happens is DNA gets corrected by an inexact mechanism of proofreading, and that makes mistakes. And it's actually those mistakes that you want to capture, because that's when you get your gene deletions. So these two, zinc finger nuclease and talons, they were big improvements over using homologous recombination, which is essentially waiting for it to happen naturally. But the problem is you need a lot of special equipment and expertise to be able to do it. So then there's the third type, which is a mobile element, and that's the CRISPR-Cas9 system. And so this was initially, it was a bacterial immune system. It's the way a bacteria fights off a viral attack. But the important thing is, I'm not going to go too far into that to tell you, but it's got two elements to it. It's got a nuclease called Cas9, and it's got a single guide RNA that you can dial up. So you can do multiplex engineering. That means in a single reaction, you can knock out an incredible number of genes at one time. And so for the purposes of the pig we wanted to make, we knocked out three. We made a single guide RNA for the alpha-1-3 galactosyl transferase, for the cytidine monophosphate and acetylneuraminic acid hydroxylase, and the beta-4-galantine2 transferase. And then these guide RNAs, they bind to the sites in the genome, and then the Cas9 can bind, and it will eat the DNA. And what happens is through proofreading, you get these mistakes. And when you get those mistakes, those are your mutations that eliminate those genes. So what we ended up doing next is we take fetal fibroblasts. And there's two ways you can do this. You can use a plasmid-based system where you incorporate the guide RNAs and the Cas9. Or you can take the Cas9 protein and get the guide RNAs and have them locked together. That way, there's no chance that the plasmid ever gets incorporated into the cell. And that's actually the way we prefer to do it. So then you electroporate it into a fetal fibroblast. Okay, and then once you treat the cells, the great thing is the alpha-gal epitope, it's expressed on the surface of these fetal fibroblasts. So now, once they're treated, we run them through a column, an IB4 lectin column. And IB4 lectin binds any cell that has alpha-gal. So if the gal is knocked out, the cell makes it through the column. If it's not knocked out, it stays in the column. This is a really easy way to select for these cells. And it enriches the cells that had all of the genes knocked out in a reaction. So it's about 45 to 50% of the cells. If the gal was knocked out, they all get knocked out. So once we have these gal negative cells, then we can flow sort for the SEMA gene and for the beta-4 gal knockout, and we get a triple knockout cell. And once we have a triple knockout cell, then we take that cell and we do nuclear transfer, where you just take an oocyte, for a commercially available oocyte, you enucleate it with needles, so you take out the DNA, and you insert the nucleus of this triple knockout cell into the oocyte, you put it into a pseudo-pregnant female, and you get triple knockout pigs 4 months later. That's what CRISPR-Cas9 does for xenotransplantation. Thank you.